listeners once again the name of the tourist destination so they can search for themselves?
Okay. Well, the newest tourism destination in Bukit Tinggi we call Tapian Tabiang Baraso and also Panorama Baru.
Panorama Baru, one of them. Okay.
Taman Panorama Baru. I mean Panorama Baru Park.
Panorama Baru Park. Okay. Thank you so much, Dila, for telling us about the new tourist destination from Bukit Tinggi. Hopefully one day you can showing us for real and taking us there.
Okay. Just a simple way, Rahma. You just take a short traveling to Sumatra and come to Bukit Tinggi.
Yes, next year. Let's go.
One day. Let's, I will with you and also Voice of Indonesia team in Bukit Tinggi.
Yes, I don't see why not. Let's go to Bukit Tinggi, VOI listeners, to see the wonderful Indonesia. Thank you so much, Aldila Safitri from RRI Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Thank you. Have a good day.
Have a nice day.
Well, listener, that's a glimpse of story about tourist destinations in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Find out more about good things, great things from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. During a meeting with South Korean legislator and presidential envoy Cho Jong-sik, House of Representatives Speaker of the Republic of Indonesia, Puan Maharani called for the renewal of a bilateral agreement on the placement of Indonesian migrant workers. The Indonesian House of Representatives leader sought support from the National Assembly of South Korea to advocate for maximum protection for Indonesian migrants working in the country. She hoped they will receive proper and decent treatment from local authorities. V The Indonesian Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency has informed as of the first week of August this year, no smoke from forests and land fires in Indonesia has spread to neighboring countries such as Malaysia and Singapore. This has been confirmed using satellite imagery tracking wind direction and speed across atmospheric layers. Deputy for Meteorology at the agency, Guswanto, made the statement on Tuesday. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Lebih baik kita terus maju, gapai mimpi yang baru. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Hati-hati, harus hati-hati kalau masalah.
Masalah hati,
jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Jangan sampai mengulang cerita salah pilih kekasih. Punya pacar harus lebih baik, punya pacar harus lebih keren. Tapi keren gak cukup, yang paling penting kita harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kamu harus bahagia. Kita harus bahagia.
Saat pertama melihat senyumannya, jantung berdebar-debar, inikah petanda? Namun ternyata salah, harapanku pun musnah. Sejak aku melihat kau selalu dengannya, memikirkannya. Tahu masa besar jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Mungkin ku harus pergi untuk melupakannya. Dalam hati berkata takkan sanggup pergi. Oh, Tuhan tolong aku ingin
memikirkannya. Namun mengapa saat jatuh cinta, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong, tolong aku jatuh cinta pada kekasih orang. Ingin lupa, ku tak bisa, sayang-sayang dia ada yang punya. Tuhan tolong aku, ingin dirinya rindu padanya, memikirkannya saat jatuh cinta.
Talking about the wonderful Indonesia from Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Now we go to Bau Bau, where we will find out about Benteng Keraton Buton, the biggest fortress in the world, with reporter from RRI Bau Bau. We have Anna. Good morning from Jakarta, Anna.
Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hi, how have you been?
We've been really good here. And what about you? Seems like it's really hot there.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's a great day.
Yes, I can see the great fortress there. So what can you inform us to our listeners of Voice of Indonesia?
Well, thank you. Hi, I'm Anna from Bau Bau City. So welcome home from Keraton Palace. So this place is very iconic, the most iconic one in Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi province, because it was the witness of a kingdom, Sultanate of Buton, Sultan Lasangaji, we call him, and his name is Sultan Lasangaji Kaimuddin, Sultan Kaimuddin. So it was initiated and built, this biggest fortress behind me, you can see. It was initiated by him and built from ex-white. Just ex-white, using ex-white, we can build the biggest fortress like this. And the biggest fortress in the world, approximately it takes 35 or 45 minutes to come here to see around us. And this one of the most iconic tourism destination place here. And the people, local people here use Bahasa Wolio or Wolio language to communicate each other. And you can see there one of the example of wooden house. So local people here use wooden house or build wooden house inside the wall of the biggest fortress behind me. And this iconic place is one of the witness of the kingdom in Keraton Palace. And as well, we have so many traditional events held in here, always. And today, local people use this around us as the place for doing some activities like jogging in the morning and in the afternoon, like every day. So we have so many activities running in Keraton Palace here.
Every day, okay.
Yes.
And the upcoming events, what about the upcoming events there, especially welcoming Indonesia's Independence Day?
Yeah, after 3 days, today as well, we have street marching competition. And today is the last one, I think, since yesterday, 11 August, 12 August, and the 13 August. And after that, we are going to have or to help like another local competition in each district in our city.
Wow, really excited and looking forward for another special report from the fortress.
Yeah, very amazing here. People are always coming up here, also from another city and also from abroad. We have so many tourism here, destination place.
Okay, so for our listeners worldwide who would like to visit the fortress, what can they explore and find there? And is there also a Islamic atmosphere through the mosque?
Of course, we have a historical, iconic, the oldest one, mosque. Two mosques here, one inside. Its name is Keraton Mosque, inside the wall, inside the Benteng Keraton. And then outside the Keraton Palace, we have also Kuba Mosque. So we have two mosques, the oldest one, one of the oldest one in Indonesia.
In Indonesia?
Yeah, we have Harowa as the traditional event, always held if we have a big ceremonial related to Islam.
Okay, so do you have any some tips for our listeners when visiting the fortress?
Of course, you guys need to come to the center. It's called Jaraijo over there, and you guys can have some traditional food. We call it pisang goreng or fried banana, and also we have saraba here. It's just like a drink, a kind of drink. Traditional drink here, and you guys can have it in the afternoon before night.
Pisang goreng or yes. Fried banana, how different from the one here in Jakarta?
Oh, of course, we have like, we call it as sambal. It's a traditional sambal here, we use it, and it's so tasty. I think it's a little bit, not little bit, but far away different from Jakarta, because when I have sambal in Jakarta, it's just like sweet, but we don't have sweet here. We just have a tasty one, a very tasty one.
And yeah,
okay. How to call it?
Yeah, because
spicy one.
Spicy, okay.
Yes.
Because usually, well, banana is sweet, then goes along with another sweet condiment like caramel, chocolate, cheese for the savory taste, but spicy taste, I think it's a combination that we never knew that we needed.
Okay. Yeah, it's very unique here.
Okay, banana and chili paste, listener.
Yeah,
you should taste it in Bau Bau while visiting the fortress Benteng Keraton Buton, the biggest fortress in the world. Okay, Anna from RRI Bau Bau, Southeast Sulawesi. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for South Indonesia.
Showing us the Benteng Keraton Buton. Hopefully, you can take me there one day. Okay, well, listener, stay tuned for more interesting stories from RRI stations across Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. At RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Sama dia, tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, ku tak mengenalmu. Ketika ku lihat kau bersama dia, tak ada lagi hasrat dalam hidupku. Kepada dirimu yang dulu tercinta, tak ada lagi kenangan, takkan lagi harapan. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew you will never see this with your love again. And I tell you once again, sama dia, tak ada penyesalan dalam hidupku. Dan apa yang ku rasakan saat ini seperti dahulu, ku tak mengenalmu. Everybody knew you're a liar. Everybody knew you're a player. Everybody knew
of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Naura Ayu. Adila Rafa Naura Ayu, better known as Naura Ayu, is an Indonesian talented young singer and actress. Naura Ayu released her latest single on June 27, 2024. The song entitled Ternyata, or actually, is the original soundtrack for the series My Nerd Girl 3 that she stars. The song created by Aldi Nada Pramana is packed in a fun, dancey, girly feel which suits the character of Naura's voice, which is sweet and ear-catching. Through the song, Naura wants to convey that we shouldn't be too unwilling to be with friends or people we feel comfortable with, because it could turn out that person is the most special person for us. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Naura Ayu, Ternyata. Happy listening.
dirimu membuatku tak tenang. Meski telah lama ku menunggu waktu ini, kau mengelabui aku hingga ku sempat mengira kau memang ingin berjumpa hanya sebagai teman lama. Cinta, ternyata ku tak bisa menolak pesona dirimu. Kini ku terjerat indahnya senyumanmu. Kau buktikan padaku tiada yang menandingi kelembutan sikapmu yang selalu ku impikan. Berdaya untuk menghentikan semuanya, lalu ku biarkan engkau merebut semua perasaan. Ternyata kau sengaja membuatku jatuh cinta. Ternyata kau tak bisa menolak pesona dirimu. Kini ku terjerat berdaya. Bersamamu tak ku sangka ternyata sengaja membuatku jatuh cinta.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Berada sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu ku lihat dirimu,
tertegun termenung ku rasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Engkau daku suatu waktu
tersenyum, tersipu.
Kulihat dirimu,
tertegun, termenung.
Kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat, tersentuh
hatiku, dirimu
tergoda, terjaga
hatimu, diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita. Sampingmu terasa gejolak hatiku, kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus nan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nastapa bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum, tersipu,
ku rasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat, tersentuh
hatiku, dirimu
tergoda, terjaga
hatimu, diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita
terpikat,
tersentuh
hatiku,
dirimu
tergoda,
terjaga
hatimu,
diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Tersenyum, tersipu, kulihat dirimu, tertenung, termenung, kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat,
tersentuh
hatiku,
dirimu
tergoda,
terjaga
hatimu,
diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Here is Quote of the Day. Only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Well, listener, that's Quote of the Day from Voice of Indonesia.
Di pikiran.
Hi, I'm Siska. I'm a singer and I started my professional career as a singer in 2014 as a member of idol group JKT48. I graduated from the group in September 2023. My single Tak Berakhir Sama, that's just released in February. So this song tells the story about long-standing relationship filled with love and hope that ultimately ends due to circumstances beyond our control. I really love this song and it's deeply personal for me because I co-write this song with Clara Riva, who also wrote Cinta Stara. And I wanted to begin this year with something new and different. I really want to by writing and singing a sad ballad song. I really hope this song is well received by my listeners and provide comfort to listeners going through similar experiences.
Berarti sia-sia pelukanmu, bahkan janji-janji yang kita aminkan.
Voice of Indonesia.
The sound of Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Senopudoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by Gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi
as I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people, but wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan. Yang saya ketahui,
so Puppet Mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in Puppet Mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in Puppet Mastery is called Blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar. So knowledge is so not kept. So people can choose the good or the bad one. So it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara. Kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example
baik,
the story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel,
ya,
while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masubi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war, so that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Kocho graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Basic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya ya, karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik. Nah, kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba-coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi
I don't like modern wayang which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
baik. I hope more young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, I'm so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Paik Akori. The song Paik Akori was composed by Arnold Clemens. This Biak language song tells the story of a nomad who misses his hometown. He leaves his hometown to pursue his dreams. He's determined to use his knowledge to develop his hometown, which has beautiful nature. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song from Papua entitled Paik Akori by A User Group. Happy listening!
Barek na paik akori paik veyunya suar muraro ras veyunya besona ya mamsu prikna dairo yarir ya buro bubes aena saray aena yendi sarena Resup amberi mure mambarek nampawabi Yor fasinan kamasan kwamaya besoruya Insaya sari amis kabare sondui kabare Saya kabir, raso ya kabir, webu besposin sa propayena. Yom maya ke, yanap ya mundo mo bayena. Yor fasinan kamasan kwa maya, besoruya. Insaya sari amis kabare sonui kabare Insaya kabir rasoya kabir bebu besposen sa propaena Yo maya ke yanap ya mundo mo baena